Two missionaries were captured and imprisoned in the same cell, but forbidden to speak to each other. After many months of imprisonment, Christmas arrived. One of the missionaries, shivering in silence, sat on the hay-covered floor. As he was playing with bits of hay around him, he discovered a silent way of communicating with his friend. He spelled out the word Emmanuel, which is Hebrew for God with us. As soon as his friend saw the word, immediately he lit up with joy. They were captives, but they both believed that God was with them and that the ultimate victory would be theirs. This reminds me of the situation involving the Apostle Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. The crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had struck them with many blows, they drew them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. The wonderful message of Christmas is this: regardless of the difficulty you face, regardless of the horrors of your particular prison, God is with you. That is what the name Emmanuel means, God with us. And in that name, there is victory from anything that may confine you. This Christmas, let us find ways of showing our imprisoned friends and family that God is indeed Emmanuel, God with us.